In a corner of the art gallery, about a dozen people gather around a docent in front of one of Birchfield's paintings. Most of these visitors share a common bond. They have Parkinson's. They first discuss what's in the painting before they begin the Art Moves Me dance class, which is designed for those with neurological movement disorder.
Learning a new language or learning to play a new musical instrument, all of those things help build the neural pathways in your brain. And so this is not just a joy for me, but I hope it's building the neural pathways.
Marcia Guillon of Amherst was diagnosed with Parkinson's about 13 years ago.
And I also have myasthenia gravis. So I'm battling two different diseases.
How does this class help you, kind of take you away from that for a little while?
Oh, my goodness. This has been a real godsend for me. And coming here and looking at the artwork and interpreting it through dance has nourished my soul.
Is this a water bowl?
Birchfield is working in partnership with the National Parkinson's Foundation of Western New York in presenting this movement program.
It is so multi-sensory. It's not just a painting that you're looking at. People see and hear sound and movement in his paintings. And so that inspired me to create this program.
Cynthia Pagato is the teaching artist of Art Moves Me. She created this class so participants can interpret visual art through movements.
My goal is to help people with Parkinson's have like layer upon layer upon layer of tasking so that it gets more and more challenging. They're thinking, they're moving, they're interpreting, they're listening, they're reacting all at the same time.
That you have a color.
After participants gather for a brief discussion around a Birchfield painting, Pagato begins the dance lesson, asking her class to use their imagination and movements.
And whenever you need more paint, feel free to dip into your palette.
This class includes live music presented by Bob Suwerda. He brings various instruments into the class and ad-libs all the music.
It's a wonderful experience. Every session that we've had, everyone has come out happy. It's a frustrating disease, for sure. The wonderful thing about this program is it seems to find places of movement that people otherwise wouldn't find themselves.
Parkinson's disease has taken some things away from me. And for myself to fight it, to do things which will help prolong a useful life, dancing and other exercises will help that.
Paul Marquardt is a retired architect and was diagnosed 5 years ago with Parkinson's. His arm was shaking as he talked about how this movement class helps release him from the disease.
When I'm dancing or here, I don't even think of the disease. I just enjoy the place, what's happening, and trying to get my steps right.
I never would have thought I'd be here, that looking at a painting and coming up with a movement that my brain says is appropriate.
Bill Marks of Williamsville calls his Parkinson's an inconvenience. He says the movement class is helping with his balance.
It's a totally new experience for me. I've been very active in sports. I was on ski patrol for 40 years. This is something totally out of my realm. Because of Cynthia's involvement in a dance exercise programs for the last 3 years, she led us into this, and it's been amazing.
These participants tell me that staying active is key to dealing with their disease. The Art Moves Me class allows them to stay in motion, alleviating some of those Parkinson's symptoms, at least for the moment. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.